Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
This week, a story in the newspaper caught my eye. It dealt with the sexual abuse of minors, and it reminded me of a successful effort back in 2001 that's still bearing fruit today. At that time, we had a growing problem in the state that required a fairly drastic solution. The FBI came to us and let it be known that gangs were coming into Montana and Oregon to recruit girls to work as prostitutes, and the age of the girls being targeted was 12 to 14 years old. The girls usually came from broken homes, and members of the gang would befriend them and then act as their boyfriend. The girls, who were starved for love anyway, would leave the state with their new boyfriend and suddenly find out that they were now captive members of the sex slave trade. They were then taken on a 70-city circuit, staying one step ahead of the FBI. The girls were forced to work at truck stops and in strip clubs, and finally ended up dying of disease, neglect, or abuse, usually all three. The problem was that law enforcement couldn't get the girls to testify against their handlers because they feared for their lives. In most cases, prostitution and pimping were misdemeanors punishable by a $500 fine and a short jail sentence. If the girl and her handler were arrested, she wouldn't talk because she knew that he would make bail and be out in a few hours. If she did talk, it could mean her life. People in this business don't play games. Back in 2001, I was a newly minted freshman legislator, and our current Lieutenant Governor John Bollinger was in his last term in the Senate. John decided to write a bill to increase the penalties and asked if I would carry the bill in the House. When all was said and done, we turned promoting prostitution from a misdemeanor into a felony, and in the case of aggravated promotion of prostitution, where the prostitute was under 18 years of age, the handler was now subject to a $100,000 fine and life in prison, depending on the circumstances. When the bill passed, the results were dramatic. The gangs picked up and left the state, and in Oregon, where a similar law was passed, the FBI did a sting on a prostitution ring, and one FBI agent described the scene in the courtroom when the pimps were arrested. They were sitting in the benches, smiling and making gang signs at the cops because they thought they would just post bail and be let go. When the judge made them aware of the new penalties, their smug demeanor changed to looks of horror. I would have loved to have been there. Sometimes the good guys do win. The best defense against creeps like this is a strong family and kids who know they're loved. But when kids slip through the cracks and become vulnerable, it's important that law enforcement have the tools to deal with those who would exploit them in a swift and decisive way. Child abuse happens all the time, but thanks to this law, it happens a little less here in Montana. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.